弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
开始之前，请我们有一些祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer before we start?
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
我们主日在这里聚集，实在都是你的恩典。
It is by your grace that we're able to gather here on your day.
你眷顾我们，为我们施行了救赎。
You not only have performed this salvation for us.
因你的怜悯，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Because of your mercy, you allow the morning sunshine to fall upon us.
然后照亮我们这些坐在死荫里黑暗中的人。
To shine on those who sit in the darkness of death.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And to guide our feet onto the road to the peace.
我们感谢主，不管外面的环境有多艰难，你让我们在这里有十分的平安。
We thank you no matter how hard the outward circumstance is, but you have granted us 10 portions of peace.
我们也求主把这份平安临到在座的每一位的福音朋友。
We also ask the Lord to give this peace to all the gospel friends sitting here today.
让他们因着相信你也能得着这份属天的平安。
So that through believing in you, they will also receive this heavenly peace.
我们把今天的传福音的聚会恭敬交托在主的手中。
And we reverently commit this time of gospel to your hands.
求主祝福。
May you bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
刚才弟兄带我们听了两首的诗歌。
Just now, brother had led two hymns with us.
都是有关平安的。
Both to do with peace.
其中的第一首歌，它的歌词很短，很容易记住。
The first hymn is very short and easy to remember.
歌词里面讲到你的头发已经被神数算。
The hymn says, your hair is numbered by God.
你的重担主已替你担。
And your burden has been carried by the Lord.
你不必为前面的道路去作难。
And you do not need to struggle for your way ahead.
主内有真平安。
In our Lord Jesus, you have true peace.
这首短歌也是我奶奶生前的时候很喜欢唱的一首歌。
And this short hymn is one of my grandma's favorites.
所以我现在很不经意就经常会哼出来。
So without knowing, it always comes into my heart.
歌的题目就叫做主内有真平安。
The name of this hymn is called In Jesus You Have True Peace.
所以那时候我奶奶每次给我写信的时候，信的末尾祝福语就是主内平安。
At that time, every time my grandma wrote a letter to me, she will finish at, In Jesus, you have true peace.
在新的年刚开始是很适合互道平安的。
Yes, it is quite suitable for us to greet peace to each other in the beginning of the new year.
因为在过去的一年实在是太不平安了。
Because in the past year, we truly have a lot of things that's not peaceful.
我们现在去街上去逛街都要戴着口罩。
We all have to wear a mask.Even if we go on the street.
听到咳嗽声都会有点紧张。
And we would panic if we hear someone coughing.
所以很多时候我们都只能躲在家里面。
A lot of time we can only hide in our home.
借着微信互道平安。
And through WeChat, we say peace to each other.
那么再过一年，再过一个月又是中国的农历新年。
Now we all know that in another month's time, it's the Chinese Lunar New Year.
今年我们就回不去了，就只能隔着重洋跟国内的亲人朋友互道平安。
So for this year, we're not able to fly back to China, so we can only greet peace to each other through the WeChat.
所以我们看到平安真的是人人都希望拥有的。
It is true that everyone wants to have this peace.
我们在家里希望有健康有平安。
At home, we want to have health, we want to have peace.
我们出门希望有出入平安。
When we go out, we hope that we can have peace and safety.
俗话说是平安是福。
We say that peace is a blessing.
所以我们今天要来看一下真正的平安是从哪里来。
So today we want to see that where does the true peace come from?
我们先来看一处的经文。
So shall we first read a portion of scripture?
是在路加福音的第二章八到十四节。
It is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2,Verse 8 to 14.
这里讲到在伯利恒的野地有牧羊人夜间按着根刺来看守羊群。
Talks about that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night near Bethlehem.
忽然有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们， 那牧羊人就甚惧怕。
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
啊，天使就对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
啊，因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
啊，这段经文是在路加福音里面。
This scripture is recorded in the book of Luke.
啊，这段时间我们教会在一起查考路加福音。
Recently, the church has been studying the book of Luke.
啊，路加福音就是记载这位主基督他为我们降生到世间。
Luke recorded that.Our Lord Jesus descended from heaven to earth.
他在地上的传道和工作。
He was born and he preached his life and his work.
他为我们钉十字架。
He was crucified for us.
他最后升天复活。
But he also ascended to heaven after he resurrected.
那么前面几个星期我们已经学习了路加福音的前面九章。
In the past few weeks, we studied the first nine chapters in the book of Luke.
啊，如果还没有开始学习的朋友，现在可以一起参加进来。
If you haven't started the study with us, we welcome you to join us.
啊，时间是在每个月的第一周和第三周的周六晚上八点到九点半。
The time is from 8 to 9:30 p.m. on every first and third Saturday night.
啊，我们一起来学习主的话语。
Then we can learn God's word together.
那么这段经文提到，这是为我们生了救主，就是基督。
This scripture told us that.Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born for us.
基督就是救主的意思。
Christ means Savior.
他在地上的名字就是主耶稣。
And his earthly name was Jesus.
耶稣的名字就是他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Jesus means he will deliver his people from the sin.
所以这段经文讲的是主耶稣降生的故事。
This paragraph told us the story of Jesus' birth.
这个故事我相信大家并不陌生。
I believe everyone's familiar with this story.
因为在每年的圣诞节，在 shopping center 里面，一定都会有这样子的一个景点。
Because every year, every Christmas, you will see this displayed in the shopping center.
就是有三个博士带着礼物去朝见一个卧在马槽里的婴孩。
The thing is like this: three wise men visited this baby who lied in the manger.
这也就是经文中天使所宣告的，就是。报给我们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
This is also the great news that the angels declared to all the people.
这位救主呢，他是被包着布放在马槽里面。
And this Savior was wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
虽然这个景点呢，安排了三个博士带着礼物，要显出救主的一个尊贵。
Although this scene that we saw in the shopping center showed us there are three wise men bringing in gifts to show that our Savior is very noble.
但是跟圣经的记载有所不符。
However, this doesn't fit the facts recorded in the Bible.
因为这个经文说的是天使按照牧羊人按照天使的指引找到婴孩。
Because the scripture told us that it is the shepherds that found the baby Jesus, with the guidance of the angels.
但是据马太福音的记载这三个博士是按照新的指引找到主耶稣，那已经是一年以后的事了。
However, according to the book of Matthew, it was already after one year, more than one year, that the three wise men found Jesus, with the guidance of the star.
所以我们经常看到的这个景点呢，是跟圣经事实有所不符的。
So the scene that we always see during Christmas time doesn't fit the facts in the Bible.
那么现在圣诞节往往就沦为了一个商业的节日。
We know that Christmas is becoming a commercial festive.
还多出来一个所谓的圣诞老人。
And they add to it a Santa Claus.
有一个段子说到，为什么今年还没有收到圣诞礼物呢？
There was a joke going around like this. Why haven't we received a Christmas present from Santa Claus?
是说当圣诞老人要入境澳洲的时候就被海关给拦下来了。
Because Santa Claus was stopped by the custom when he was about, when he is entering Australia.
说是他也要被隔离两周。
They said he needs to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
然后前两天刚放出来呢悉尼又封城了。
And as soon as he was released, and Sydney had a lockdown.
所以圣诞老人现在连回去都回不去了。
So now Santa Claus couldn't even go back to his original place.
啊，当然圣经呢并没有记载下来确切的日期去让我们纪念主耶稣为我们诞生。
However, the Bible did not tell us an exact date of Jesus' birthday so that we can celebrate.
但是人们因着这个节日要来纪念神为我们降生成为人。
However, because of this festival, people want to celebrate, want to remember that our God descended from heaven and was born into the earth.
因为他要把平安赐给世上的人。
Because he is to give peace to the world.
所以圣诞夜也叫做平安夜。
So the Christmas Eve is also called the Eve of Peace.
所以请让我们来思想一下我们的平安是从哪里来。
So let us ponder this. Where does our peace come from?
平安在字典里面的解释呢就是没有灾祸没有危险。
The definition of peace in the dictionary is free of danger or disaster.
说到平安我们首先想到的一个词当然就是和平了。
Talking about peace, the first word we came into our mind is, harmony.
对和平的反义词就战争。
The opposite of harmony is war.
现在的年轻人一般很少经历过战争所以不能体会到和平的一个珍贵。
Young people probably can't, feel or taste the cherish of peace because they have never gone through any wars.
我父亲那一辈的时候国内还是在战乱当中。
During my father's generation, the country is at war.
所以我奶奶给他们起的名字我大姑叫和我爸呢就叫平。
So my grandma gave them a name, my auntie's name is P, my father's name is...
对就是合起来就希望他们有和平的意思。
So together they mean peace.
对。但感谢主我们现在还生活在一个相对比较和平的环境。
Thank God that we live in a condition in a country that is relatively in peace.
好我们走在街上不用害怕有些人是端着枪对你哒哒哒哒就打一梭子弹。
While we're walking on the street, we will not be afraid of someone who's throwing gunshots at us.
也不用担心有土匪啦强盗啦黑手党这些。
We don't need to be afraid of being robbed or being stealed by all those criminals.
我们现在也很少碰到抢劫、盗窃等等的社会治安混乱的现象。
And we don't see a lot of the chaos in social security, like robberies or stealing.
所以现在是社会是比较和平安定的。
Our society is relatively stable and in peace.
但是往往在这个社会相对的和平安定的环境下面呢，人人往往是忽略了。或者说不太容易思考平安的意义。
However, just because we live in a relatively peaceful country, we do not tend to consider the meaning of peace a lot.
有些人会把平安这样通俗的解释，就是说什么都可以有，就是不能有病；什么都可以没有，就是不能没钱。
Some people interpret peace as you can have anything but sickness, and you don't have anything but money.
所以我们往往是趁着现在还年轻还有点力气的时候我们是拼命的努力赚钱。
So usually while we're still young and still have strength, we would go out and try our best, make every effort to make money.
因为钱会给我们带来心理上的一个满足。
Because it seems that money can bring a lot of psychology satisfaction to us.
能让我们觉得有保障有平安。
It helps us to feel like we have something secure.
我们不妨回到去年当疫情肆虐的那段时间来想一想看金钱是不是真的能给我们带来平安。
Let's look back at when COVID rages last year. Did the money really bring us peace?
当疫情来的时候我们以前所依赖的平安真的是都是土崩瓦解。
When COVID struck, we knew that all the peace that we understood in the past had fallen apart.
有些人就被迫失去了工作。
Some people lost jobs.
有些餐馆啊旅店了就被迫关门。
Some restaurants, shops, inns were closed.
有些甚至健康或者生命都受到影响。
For some others, even their life and health were endangered.
大家会不会记得去年初的时候超市连卫生纸都被抢光的这个场景。
Do you remember the scene in the beginning of last year Even the shops ran out of toilet paper.
那就是不平安。
There was not peace.
啊，越抢就越恐惧。
And the more people grab the toilet papers, the more panic they become.
啊，越恐惧就越抢。
And the more panic they become, the more they want to grab the toilet papers.
所以这个恐惧还是会传染的。
And this panic seems to be able to spread around.
嗯，大家再有钱还是觉得很不平安。
The more money you have, still more unpeaceful you feel.
而且你如果把这个平安建立在金钱上面，你还会有担忧。
And if you founded your peace on money, you still have more worries.
因为就算你赚的钱再多，你总会担心钱会失去。
Even though you can earn a lot of money, you would still be concerned that what about you lose those money?
所以整天为金钱担忧，心里也是不平安的。
So you will worry about your money, and you will not have this peace.
那么钱多一点不一定能带来平安。
So more money will not bring you peace.
如果那些读书多一点的人会不会心里更觉得平安一点呢
?What about those who receive more education? Would they feel more peaceful?
我们承认无知是一定会带来危险。
We believe that ignorance will bring you danger.
啊，知识多一点不一定有坏处。
But more knowledge doesn't necessarily become a bad thing.
啊，但是知识多了是不是心里面一定有平安呢
?But does more knowledge guarantee you have more peace?
啊，我以前公司有个同事。
I have a colleague in my former company.
啊，当疫情去年疫情刚爆发的时候，他这方面的知识是很丰富啊。
When COVID first broke out, he was very knowledgeable.
啊，他一直跟我们说这个疫情有多可怕。
He told us how severe this pandemic is.
啊，我记得那个时候是三月份，疫情是刚刚在开始在澳洲。
That was March last year, and the pandemic just started in Australia.
啊，他每天都跟我们报告说，今天在哪里又发现了一例，明天在哪里又发现了一例。
Every day he reported to us the new case that was found in where and where.
一开始真把我们搞得都很紧张。
And in the beginning, we were all terrified.
然后他就说，当新州确诊人数达到100的时候，他就要辞职躲在家里面。
And he told us that he would resign if the cases in New South Wales reached 100.
啊，结果还没到三月底啊，这个人数就不仅是破百，而且是上千了。
Before the end of March, the new cases reached 1,000.
所以我们每次都笑他说：“你怎么还不辞职啊？”
We laughed at him. Haven't you resigned yet?
啊，他这方面的消息真的是非常灵通。
He was very informative.
啊，疫情刚开始，他就团购了口罩。
In the beginning of the pandemic, he already bought and stored a lot of masks.
啊，结果前面的三批都被卡在海关里面过不来，他就很紧张。
But the first three boxes were all stopped at the customs and they can't be shipped to him.
然后你看他用那个洗手液的频率。
And the frequency of him using the hand sanitizer.
他每隔一个小时都过去拿着洗手液，这样按一按，搓搓搓。
Every 1 hour he will go out and pump the hand sanitizer to use the, to clean his hands.
搞得我们也都被他弄得很紧张。
It made us really nervous.
啊，所以我们看到知识多的人，他心里不一定有平安。
We know that knowledgeable people may not necessarily have peace either.
啊，因为他的平安是建立在口罩和洗手液的上面。
Because his peace is founded on the masks and hand sanitizers.
啊，所以这平安不仅仅是指外面环境的平安。
So peace does not only refer to the outward peace.
也是指心灵里面的平安。
It also refers to your inward peace.
但外面的环境很经常会影响里面的心情。
But outward circumstances always influence or impact your inner peace.
啊，如果环境顺利的时候，我们叫它万事如意。
When everything goes smoothly, you are satisfied.
啊，但人生不如意是十之八九。
But up to 80-90% of your life events are not satisfactory.
啊，如果环境不顺利的时候，心里还会不会有平安呢
？If things goes not smoothly, will you still have this peace in your heart?
啊，就像现在啊，有人看到我们在这去聚会，他们也觉得不平安。
For example, when people see us gathering here worshiping God, they might not feel peaceful.
啊，他们说都已经到这个关头了，你们还敢出来聚会啊？
They would say, how do you dare to come out to worship like this now that the situation is so bad?
啊，当然是真的有人拿这个问题来问我。
Really, there is someone asking this question to me.
啊，我也不太容易回答。
It was hard for me to answer.
好，有一次我就访问他，我说，那你每个星期至少有一次要去超市吧。
So once I answered back in this way, I said, at least for once a week, you need to go out shopping, right?
他说对啊，我就简单的买些牛奶面包必需品。
He said, yes, I'll just buy the necessities like milk and bread.
那我就回答他说，我每周也都来教会买一点必需品。
I tell him that every week, in the same way, I come to the church to buy some necessity for myself.
而且我来教会比你去超市要平安多了。
And also, I come here to the church, I feel more peaceful than going out to shopping.
啊，我们都是遵守政府的规定。
Because we all abide the rules from the government.
啊，我们不仅是戴口罩，保持社交的距离。
Not only do we wear masks and keep a social distance.
啊，我们甚至连坐的椅子，连用的厕所都有人提早去消毒了。
Even without the chairs, the bathrooms, everyone, there will be people who sanitize them in advance before the meeting starts.
所以我说我去教会比你去超市还平安。
So I said, when I go to church, I feel more peaceful than you going out to the shop.
但很多人会觉得说躲在家里就是平安。
But other people may feel that hiding in my own home will be more peaceful.
啊，据说在中国，当疫情有所缓和的时候啊。啊，很多家庭都开始闹离婚。
But I heard that when the pandemic gets better, a lot of the families in China start to file divorce case.
啊，为什么呢？因为在家里待得太久了。
Why? Because they've been staying at home for too long.
啊，鸡犬不宁。
Even the chicken fight with the dog.
啊，发现这个夫妻不融洽了，儿女不听话等等。
The couples couldn't get along and the children do not obey.
啊，各种矛盾暴露出来，战争就爆发了。
All types of conflicts show up, and the war broke out.
所以安全的地方不一定是有平安。
So a safe place might not be a place that has the peace.
啊，因为很多事情都不在我们人的掌控当中。
Because a lot of things is not in our control.
啊，澳洲有很多的自然灾害。
You know, we have many natural disasters in Australia.
啊，也有地震，有山火，有水灾。
We have earthquakes, we have bushfire and flooding.
啊，也有很多社会因素也不确定。
A lot of the social factors are not certain either.
像中澳之间的经济制裁，还有像美国大选的不确定性因素等等。
Economic sanctions between the countries and uncertainties, political uncertainties in America.
啊，都会让人觉得前途非常的迷茫和不平安。
All these will make you feel at lost about your future and not feeling very peaceful.
有些人会说，那我去寻求一些外界的因素，例如我可能去拜偶像。
Some other people say I can find something external. For example, I find a god to worship.
啊，看看这偶像能不能带给我平安。
So have a look at this idol. Is he or she able to give you peace?
啊，有个人就把一尊菩萨就带回到家里面。
So one person brought to home a statue of Buddha.
啊，每天给他烧香。
And every day burn incense for it.
啊，希望说这个菩萨能够保佑他每天发财又平安。
Hoping that this Buddha will help him and give him fortune and give him peace.
啊，有一天不小心他烧的香就把房子都给点着了。
But one day his whole house caught fire because of the incense he burned for the Buddha.
啊，他想要冲进去。把这个菩萨先给救出来。
He rushed in and want to save this Buddha out of the house.
啊，旁边的人就提醒他说。
And the people reminded him that.
啊，如果这个菩萨真的是神，他应该把你从火里救出来，怎么反倒是你去救他呢
？If the Buddha is really a god, he should save you out of fire. How come he still needs you to save it?
啊，那个人一想也是。
And that person thought about this and think yes.
啊，等到火被扑灭了以后，他就一找，这个菩萨已经被烧成了一堆焦炭了。
And after the fire was put out, he went in to look for the Buddha, and he could only see a burnt coal.
所以我们看，用人的手所雕刻出来的这个偶像，他遇到火，他就被烧了。
So we can see that idols made of man's hand will be burnt up in the fire.
啊，俗话说，泥菩萨过江，自身难保。
We have an idiom that.The mud Buddha can't save himself when crossing the river.
遇到水，它化掉了。
It'll be melting the water.
你想把它捧在手上，一不小心掉地上，吧唧一下就摔碎了。
It'll be broken into pieces if you accidentally dropped it.
所以人的手所造出来的偶像，不可能给人带来平安。
So idols made of man's hand cannot bring you peace.
你要找到真的平安，你要去找到真的神。
If you want to have true peace, you need to find the true God.
啊，只有造人的神才能够给人平安。
Only the God who made man can give man true peace.
那么这位神呢，要借着启示把他自己表明出来。
This God is through revelations to reveal himself to the man.
啊，我们刚才读的经文讲到，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The scripture we just read says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests."
啊，这个荣耀是属于神的。
Glory belongs to God.
当我们愿意把荣耀归于神的时候，神也要把平安来赐给我们。
When we're willing to give glory to God, God's willing to give peace to the men.
啊，神是创造万有，也是掌管万有的。
God creates everything and controls everything.
诸天都要来述说神的荣耀。
All heavens declare the glory of God.
万物因着神的创造也要来荣耀他。
Everything is to glorify God because of His creation.
我们人的被造也是要来荣耀神。
The creation of man is also to bring glory back to God.
可惜我们世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Unfortunately, all men have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
啊，如果我们因着故意不认识神，跟这位神的关系断开了。
If we intentionally not acknowledge God and severed our relationship with God,
跟这位赐平安的源头分开了，我们就得不着平安。
If we cut ourselves from this source of peace, who is our God?
啊，这节经文下半节说到，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
On earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests.
什么样的人是神所喜悦的呢？
What type of people can please God?
啊，在希伯来书的十一章六节这么说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
所以首先我们要凭着信心来到这位神的面前。
So first of all, it is through faith that we come before God.
虽然我们肉眼看不见他，我们凭着信心能知道他的存在。
Although we cannot see God with our naked eyes, but through faith we know that he exists.
好，我们要跟这位赐平安的源头要连接在一起。
We want to reconnect ourselves to the source of peace.
因为真的平安不是到外面来寻找，而是要跟这位神连在一起的。
Because true peace cannot be found in the outward surroundings, but we have to find God who gives you peace.
如果我们不相信神，就是不把神当神。
If we do not believe in God, we do not treat God as God.
我们甚至还会找一些外面的事物来代替神。
We could even find something external to replace God.
这样子就不可能得到神的喜悦。
Then it will be impossible to please God.
当我们愿意来到神的面前来寻求他的时候，
When we're willing to come before God to seek him,
啊，神就按着他的应许把平安来赐给我们。
God will give us the peace according to his promise.
啊，所以我们说的这个平安不是指的是地上没有灾祸，没有危险。
So the peace that we're talking about does not mean no disaster, no danger on the earth.
也不是外面所说的啊，要有点钱，没有病。
It doesn't mean that we have money but not disease, like what other people say.
啊，真的平安是要跟这位赐平安的神连在一起。
The real peace is that we are connected to God who gives us peace.
啊，平安是天上的神把平安来赏赐给我们。
Peace is how God in heaven can give us the peace.
啊，在圣经中有一位叫保罗的，他写了很多的书信。
Apostle Paul in the Bible wrote many, many letters.
啊，当然在信的开头他总会是祝福说，用恩惠平安从父神和我们的主基督耶稣归于你们。
In the beginning of the letter, he always addressed like this, peace and grace from God our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这是很美的一句祝福语。
It is a very beautiful blessing.
啊，恩惠平安都是从神那里来的。
Grace and peace comes from God.
啊，神是恩惠和平安的泉源。
God is the fountain of peace and grace.
啊，当我们愿意把荣耀归给神的时候，神也要把平安来赐给我们。
When we're willing to give glory to God, He will also give peace to men.
那么路加福音它就是记载了主耶稣他要来到地上作为一个完全的人。
Luke records Jesus Christ coming to the world and to be a perfect man.
他来把荣耀归给天上的至高神。
He came and gave glory to God in heaven.
他也要把平安带给我们地上的人。
He came also to bring peace to the earthly man.
啊，路加福音就记载了一些主耶稣带平安给人的例子。
And in the book of Luke, there are many examples, of Jesus giving peace to men.
啊，在路加福音第七章有记载了一个罪人来到耶稣的啊背后。
In chapter 7, it recorded a sinner stood behind Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道自己是个罪人。
She knew that she was a sinner.
他可能背上就背着罪恶的重担。
Maybe she carried a very heavy load of sin.
他可能不愿意来见人。
Maybe she was afraid to see people.
但是他凭着信心来到主的面前。
Yet through faith, she came before the Lord.
他来到耶稣的脚前哭。
She wept, at Jesus' feet.
啊，甚至眼泪都湿了耶稣的脚。
Even her tears wetted his feet.
他就用头发把眼泪擦干。
Then she wiped them with her hair.
所以耶稣就对他说，你的信救了你。平平安安的回去吧。
And Jesus said to this woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
所以信心让她来到神的面前。
It is faith that brought her before the Lord.
所以神也把平安给了她。
And God has given her peace.
那么路加福音第八章还记载了一位患血漏的妇女，也是来到耶稣的背后。
There's another example recorded in chapter 8, where a woman who was subject to bleeding also came before the Lord.
要来摸衣裳，耶稣的衣裳穗子。
She came behind Jesus to touch the edge of his cloak.
那她的病马上就好了。
And she touched, and she was healed.
所以耶稣也是对她说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
And Jesus told her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
啊，所以我们看到，当她凭着信心来到耶稣面前的时候，她的病就得着了医治。
We saw here that.When she came before the Lord with faith, her sickness was healed.
啊，这些人不仅仅是凭着信心，他们的病得着医治，他们的罪恶得着了赦免。
These people not only were healed of their physical sickness, but also their sins were forgiven.
啊，他们因着得到主，他们也有平安和喜乐。
Because of receiving the Lord Jesus, they received full joy and peace as well.
啊，就像我们刚才听的那一首短歌。
Just like the hymn we just heard.
啊，说你的头发已经被神数算了。
It says your hair has been numbered by God.
啊，这是说我们的每一根头发，神都编号编过了。
Which means every single of our hair on the head was numbered and marked by Lord.
啊，这么细小的事物，主也都看顾。
Such a tiny thing, our Lord will look after.
啊，我们的神是全能全知的。
Our God knows everything. He's omnipotent.
啊，第二句说到你的重担，主已替你担。
The second sentence says.Your burden has already been cared for by God.
我们平时真的有生活上、工作上的忧虑和重担。
Every day we have worries and burdens from our life and work.
啊，我们甚至可能还有疾病的重担，还有罪恶的重担。
Burdens of the sickness, burdens of sin.
啊，我们凭着自己是扛不下来的。
If we are to carry them by ourselves, it is impossible.
但是这位全能的主，他也是慈爱的主。
Yet this.Omnipotent God is also a loving God.
所以他一定会愿意替我们担当。
He's willing to bear our burden.
所以我们不必为前面的道路去做难。
So we do not need to struggle for our way ahead.
我们只需要把我们的忧虑卸在神的面前。
All we need to do is to lay down our worries and troubles before God.
啊，在腓立比书四章六到七节，这一节经文是我非常喜欢的。
I really like this verse in the book of Philippians.Chapter 4, verse
他说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所需要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6-7 Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
对，所以我们如果认识到这位主是天天背负我们重担的主，
If you realize that this God bears your burden daily,
我们就可以把忧虑重担都卸给他。
We can then give our burdens and our worries to him.
他也必看顾我们。
And he is to look after us.
啊，他要担当我们的软弱。
He will.Carry our weakness.
啊，他要扶持我们度过难处。
And he will sustain us through all the troubles.
也会使我们重新得力。
And he will strengthen us.
刚才啊，弟兄带领我们的这首诗歌当中啊，他就说，主耶稣来安慰他的门徒说。
And in the hymns our brother led just now, Jesus said,
他说他将这些事告诉我们是要让我们不要害怕。
I tell you all these things so that you will not be afraid.
啊，虽然在世界上有苦难，但是我们可以放心，他已经胜过了这个世界。
Although you have troubles in this world, but please do not lose heart, because I have already overcome the world.
啊，我们信主了以后，不是说苦难从此就不见了。
After we believe in the Lord, it is not to say that all the troubles and sufferings will disappear.
而是说主会赐给我们够用的恩典，让我们度过这些苦难。
Instead,God will give us sufficient grace to help us through all the sufferings.
啊，这外面的苦难真的就像狂风暴雨一样。
Outward suffering is just like the storms and the rains.
啊，但主耶稣好像就是那个避风的港湾。
Yet our Lord Jesus is like a sheltering harbor.
啊，我记得我小时候有一次放学的时候。
I remember when I was young, one day after school.
啊，天空突然乌云密布，突然就下了倾盆大雨。
All of a sudden, there's dark clouds in the sky and lightning and thundering.
啊，我那时候真的是感觉很害怕。
I was really scared.
但接着我爸爸他就过来接我了。
But then my father picked me up.
啊，他就把雨衣把我包起来。
And he wrapped me around with a raincoat.
啊，背在他的背上。
And carried me on his shoulder.
啊，虽然我隔着雨衣，我还能感觉到外面的狂风暴雨。
Although I can still feel the rain and wind even while I was wearing the raincoat.
但是我父亲的背是那么的安稳，我就感觉不太害怕。
Yet I felt that my father's shoulder was so stable and gave me comfort. I was no longer afraid.
所以主耶稣的保守也是这样子，让我们非常的安稳。
That is the same as the protection from the Lord. It keeps us comfort and it gives us stableness.
世人所赐的安稳都是外面的，不会持久。
The worldly comfort and stableness it will not last long.
啊，但是主耶稣所赐的这平安，它是在里面的，是稳固的。
Yet the peace that the Lord gives is internal and it lasts forever.
很多人可能都会问这么一个问题。
Many people may ask one question.
啊，就是你们信主的人不也会生病，不也会面对死亡吗
？Will you Christians also get sick and also die?
啊，当时有一个姊妹是这么回答的。
At that time, one sister answers like this.
啊、他说病和病不一样我有依靠死和死不一样我有永生
He said this sickness and that sickness is not the same because I have someone to rely on and this death and that death is also different because I have the eternal life、
嗯、当我们信主了以后我们知道有这位全能的神我们可以得着依靠
After we believe in the Lord we know that we have this almighty God that we can rely on、
啊、当我们知道我们现在已经得着永生我们对死亡也不惧怕
When we know that we have received eternal life, we will no longer be afraid of death.
啊，我们的生命是在这位神的手中，我们就有平安。
Because our life is in the hand of God, so we have peace.
当然，啊，这个信主并不是说我们可以很随便的不戴口罩在超市里面就乱跑的。
Of course, believing in the Lord doesn't mean that we can carelessly running around in the shopping center without wearing a mask.
啊，那个不叫信心，那个叫试探神。
That is not called faith.That is called testing God.
我们还是要每天按着神的心意来生活。
We should live according to His will.
但是把我们的生命都交托在神的手中。
Yet we commit our lives to His hand.
啊，在去年的年底呢，我们教会有出去分发了一次福音的单张。
At the end of last year, there was one that the church went out to give gospel tracts.
啊，那一次的形式比较特殊哈。
It was on a special form.
就是把一张的福音单张跟一副口罩放在个信封里面。
And we'll put the gospel pamphlet in the envelope together with a mark.
信封的上面写着平安两个字。
And on the envelope it will say, we write the word peace.
啊，因为疫情的缘故，我们不方便在街上分发。
Because of the pandemic, it is not convenient for us to give out the tracts on the street face to face.
啊、所以大家就把它放在邻居的信箱里。
So brothers and sisters will put them in the post box of the neighbors.、
啊、我不知道拿到的人是不是只注意到了这个口罩，却没有注意到有福音单张。
I don't know if the recipients only pay attention to the mask, but not the tract.、
啊、我真的很盼望这次疫情能唤醒大家对平安的一个认识。
I really hope that this pandemic will wake people up to become to know about what is peace.
啊、有人会问说你既然说神爱世人怎么还会容许这个疫情发生这么严重呢
Someone may ask, God loves the world, why does God allow this pandemic to happen?、
啊、我们所信的这位神真的是美善的。
Yes, the God we believe in is good.
他也愿意把他的平安赐给人。
And he is willing to give his peace to man.
是由于人自己的犯罪。
However, man fell sinful.
人不愿意听神的话。
Man did not want to listen to God.
是人自己的堕落导致了这个世界的混乱和悖逆。
It is the falling of man that has caused the chaos in the world.
就像旧约里面记载以色列的历史。
Just like in the Old Testament, it recorded the Israelite history.
神拣选以色列民要他们做神的子民。
God chose the nation of Israel to be his own people.
但是以色列人却故意地拒绝神。
Yet the Israelites disowned God on purpose.
虽然神一再地派先知去警告他们。
God sent many prophets to give them warning.
他们仍然是我行我素。
But still, they went their own way.
还听了假先知的话，以为自己真的是平安了。
They even listened to the words from the false prophets, believing that we have peace, we have peace.
但是他们却没有得到真正的平安。
Yet they didn't receive the real peace.
虽然神也一再的施行眷顾。
Although God has saved them again and again.
但是以色列民仍旧的顽梗悖逆。
Yet the nation of Israel was still stubborn and rebellious to God.
最后就落得国破家亡的下场。
And eventually, they lost their country and lost their homes.
圣经里面有一句很刺耳的话，是在以赛亚书57章的12节、21节。
And in the book of Isaiah chapter 57 verse 12, there were some harsh words in it.
这是先知以赛亚对他们说，我的神说，恶人必不得平安。
Isaiah says, there is no peace.Says my God, for the wicked.
可能很多人一听说是啊，恶人是不得平安。
Many people will agree, yes, the wicked should not have peace.
当我在地上遵纪守法，我应该不算作恶人吧。
Yet I live in the world and I obey all the rules and laws. I am not counted as a wicked person.
对，你在地上遵纪守法，你守的只是地上的法律。
Yes, you obey the rules and these are the rules for the earth.
你守住了，你在警察面前是有平安。
You have kept the rules and you will receive peace in front of the policeman.
你如果没有守住，即使警察没有看见，你心里也还是没有平安。
Even if you haven't obeyed the rule, even if the policeman didn't see you, you will not feel peaceful.
当我们愿意来到这位赐平安的神的面前
，When we're willing to come before God who gives us peace,
这位神也是圣洁的，是公义的。
The God is also holy and righteous.
你要守的是天上的神的诫命和律例。
What you are to keep are the commandments and the rules of the heaven, of the heavenly kingdom.
所以这里的恶人指的是不敬畏神的人。
So the wicked people means those ungodly people.
不仅仅是指那些罪大恶极的人，也是指那些不讨神喜悦的人。
Not only referring to those worst criminals, but also refer to the people who are not pleased by God.
我们可以诚实的自我来省察一下。
Can we examine ourselves with honesty?
我们有没有过撒谎?
Have we ever lied?
有没有恨人过?
Have we
怨恨?
Have we hated someone?
有没有嫉妒?
Have we had jealousy?
有没有自私?
Have we had selfishness?
这些都是不讨神喜悦的罪。
All these things do not please God.
这些罪就拦阻我们来到这位圣洁公义的神的面前。
These things stopped us from coming before God who is holy and righteous.
这些罪就好像一个重担一样，可能压在我们的身上。
These things are like heavy burdens crushing on top of us.
就像我的小孩，他平时可以跟我撒娇打闹。
Just like my own children, usually they can come before me and be playful and be naughty.
但是有一天我如果发现他讲话好像没有什么底气。
But one day if I found them talking to me without much confidence,
我们就可能猜到他应该是做错了什么事情。
I might guess that, he might have done something wrong.
如果他不愿意承认，就好像他跟父母亲之间有了一层阻隔。
If they do not want to admit, it is as if there's something, some layers in between the children and the parents.
他也就不能自由地跟父母亲有交通。
Then he would not be able to fellowship or talk freely with his parents.
当我们意识到我们犯了罪是个罪人的时候
,When we realize that we're sinners and had committed sins,
如果我们不愿意承认
,If we're not willing to confess,
就好像在一个黑暗里的人，我不愿意来接受光。
Just like some people who are in the darkness, rejecting the light.
那样子也是得不到神的平安的。
And if you're in this condition, he will not receive peace either.
亲爱的朋友们，你愿意得到这份平安吗？
Dear friends, are you willing to receive this peace?
你将凭着信心来到这位赐平安的神的面前。
Just with your faith, come before God who give you peace.
你当心你不是神所喜悦的人吗？
Are you afraid, are you worried that you might not please God?
啊，就像刚才弟兄带领诗歌的时候说到的。
Just like our brother said when he was leading the team.
啊，神总不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
God will not forsake us.
啊，他愿意万人得救，却不愿意一人沉沦。
He wills everyone to be saved, but not even one single soul be lost.
神是那样的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
他宁愿付上最高的代价，为我们换来了平安。
He'd rather pay the highest price in exchange of our peace.
耶稣已经来到地上，为我们解决了罪的问题。
Jesus already came to the world and resolved the problem of our sin.
好，我们原来是个罪人，我们要必须承担罪的刑罚。
We used to be sinners, we had to bear the punishment of sin.
耶稣来是为了要为我们承担罪的刑罚。
Jesus came in order to bear the punishment for us.
他甚至为了我们的罪要被钉在十字架上。
He was even crucified on the cross because of our sin.
当他的宝血流出来，我们的罪就得着了赦免。
When his precious blood was shed, our sins were forgiven.
啊，当我们把这个罪的重担卸下去的时候，我们也要有赦罪的平安。
And when we lay down this burden of sin to Jesus Christ, we receive the peace of forgiveness.
耶稣是为我们的罪被钉了。
Jesus was nailed because of our sin.
但是他是没有罪的。
He was without sin.
因着神的大能，他第三天从死里复活。
Because of the power of God, he rose from dead after three days.
他复活后，他向他的门徒显现。
And then he appeared to all his disciples.
第一句话就是对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
The first word he said to his disciples is, "Peace to you."
这也是给你和我的祝福。
It's also a blessing for you and me.
啊，门徒知道耶稣真的是复活了。
So the disciples saw that Jesus really resurrected.
他胜过了死亡，也胜过了世界。
Overcoming the death and the world.
所以复活就除去了门徒的惧怕，带给他们平安。
And this resurrection, removed the fear of the disciples and brought them peace.
啊，复活也使软弱的门徒变得刚强，使他们充满了喜乐。
And it restored their strength and filled them with joy and peace.
好，我们信的是这位死而复活的主。
This God who rose from dead is the God that we believe.
啊，耶稣的降生要带给我们平安。
The birth of Jesus brought us peace.
耶稣的复活也使我们可以与这位赐平安的神和好，带给我们平安。
The resurrection of God also brought us peace so that we can be reconciled with God.
亲爱的朋友们，你愿意得到这份平安吗？
Dear friends, are you willing to receive this peace?
外面的金钱不能带给你平安。
Money cannot bring you peace.
疾病可能会影响你的健康。
Sickness may affect your health.
甚至死亡会夺去所有的这一切。
Death will grab you everything.
真正的平安是在耶稣这里。
The real peace is in Lord Jesus Christ.
只要你愿意凭着简单的信心来到神面前。
As long as you come before God with a simple faith.
你就能够得着这份属天的福气。
You can receive this heavenly blessing.
如果你愿意，请你跟着我做一个很简单的祷告。
If you are willing in your heart, please follow me in saying this simple prayer.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
我承认你是创造宇宙的独一的真神。
I admit that you are the only one God who created the universe.
你来寻找拯救我这个罪人。
You came to seek and save me, such a sinner.
你为我的罪被钉十字架。
You were crucified on the cross for my sin.
使我的罪得着赦免。
So that I could be forgiven.
你第三天从死里复活。
And you rose from the dead after three days.
把你的平安赐给我。
And giving your peace to me.
我愿意来信靠你。
I am willing to believe in you.
得着平安和喜乐。
To receive that peace and joy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我感谢主。
Thank God.
当你这样诚心向主耶稣祷告的时候，
When you pray to God like this,
主的平安就临到你了。
God's peace will fall upon you.
你现在是神家的人。
Then you become a children of God.
是神所喜悦的。
Him who pleased him.
你就要得着神所赐的平安。
And you will receive the peace that God wanted to give to you.
这个平安有多少的基督徒已经经历到了？
This peace had already been experienced by many Christians.
而且在每天的生活中也在经历到神的保守。
And they continue to experience it in their daily life.
主所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
This peace is beyond expectation and transcends all understanding. It will keep you in Jesus Christ.
我想结束之前请我们再来听一下这首短歌。
Before we finish, shall we have listened again to this short hymn?
我们想到这位全能的神连我们的头发都数过了。
We never expected that this almighty God had even counted our hair.
这位慈爱的神也愿意来担当我们的重担。
And this loving God is also willing to bear all your burdens.
所以我们不要再为我们前面的道路去做难。
So let us no longer worry about or struggle about the way ahead.
好，我们把所有的一切都交托在这位神的手中。
Let us commit everything unto the hand of this God.
当我们听的时候我们也要来思想。
While we're listening, let's also ponder on this.
这位神他是付上了生命的代价。
Our God had paid a great price, his life.
为我们换来了真正的平安。
In exchange of the real peace for us.
我们也向主献上感恩。
We will offer thanksgiving to him.
结束之前有点祷告。
So shall we pray?
主耶稣，我们真的谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你来寻找我们这些罪人。
Thank you for looking for the sinners.
要把你的平安来赐给我们。
In order to give us your peace.
谢谢你在十字架上舍命流血，为我们带来赦罪的平安。
Thank you for shedding your blood and losing your life to bring us the peace.
谢谢你在十字架上废掉冤仇，与我们与神和好，有平安。
Thank you for abolishing the enmity and reconciled us back to God and give us peace.
你的复活也胜过死亡，让我们在主里面有真正的平安。
Your resurrection has overcome death so that we have the true peace in God.
愿赐平安的神随时随事给我们平安。
May God, the peaceful God, give us peace anytime in any matter.
在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
On the earth, peace to those who God favors.
在至高之处我们也把荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 谢谢。